Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio, and we're heading down to Mitchell, visit with South Dakota State University Agronomy Extension Agronomy Field Specialist Sarah Bowder. Hello, Sarah.
Well, hello. Good afternoon.
And, well, let's check in. You're in the Mitchell area where, man, there was just a ton of PP. How is the harvest progressing in your neighborhood?
Well, where there are crops to harvest, there's been some movement, some people out in the field. I think most of the beans, we had very few beans as compared to normal in this area, but I feel like most of them are out of the field. But as far as corn goes, which was the majority of row crop that was planted in this area, aside from the PP acres, there have been combines rolling and people have been out in the field. I think a lot of that corn has been, you know, in that probably 19 to 20% when folks started, and a lot of people are drying or putting air on it. There are still corn standing, though, and corn to be harvested. We've had some warm temperatures the last couple days, or warmer, I should say, and we're hoping that continues so, you know, we could maybe get a point off this week for folks that are waiting for that corn to dry down in the field, which would be nice to avoid some of those drying costs. So we're making progress, slow but sure, but I think there's still areas where producers will most likely have to wait or prefer to wait until the ground freezes so that they can get in without causing a lot of ruts in their soils, depending on how wet they were in their local area.
And up here, we had the ground frozen, but these mild temperatures have softened everything up again. So I think guys are doing okay. If it makes you feel a little better, Sarah, we drove to Kansas City last week and back again and across not just South Dakota, but Iowa, eastern Nebraska, Missouri. There was more standing corn than harvested corn. So I think everybody, yep, north to south, is in the same boat.
Yep, that's true. And I always say to producers, we should just be glad we have anything this year at this point. So hopefully we can get it out of the field safely.
For sure. Yeah, grateful for what we have. And next week is Thanksgiving. So I guess that's a great thought.
That's true. Yeah. It's a good theme.
Test weight. Guys don't like to talk about what they see on the yield monitor, especially when it's good. But have you heard much on the test weight for corn?
You know, honestly, I haven't yet. Most people have been concerned about moisture, and so we've heard a variety of different test weight. I just had someone in here the other day that had a test weight in the mid-50s, so not bad, but it kind of depends on the producer you talk to and how wet that corn was when they took it out. You know, we've got to account for some of that shrink in the test weight, so I don't have a lot of well-rounded info yet and haven't heard much from people on test weight, but I'm sure that'll come.
All righty. Well, as you mentioned, next week is Thanksgiving, and then all of a sudden we turn the calendar page to December. And on Monday the 3rd, you have a Managing Soil Maximizing Profit Workshop in Colton, South Dakota. So tell us about that and why farmers ought to be there.
Yeah, so on December 3rd, we're going to host the meeting. This will be the fourth annual version of this meeting that Anthony Bly and myself have put together in the southeast part of the state. And a big focus on it is managing soil for profitability. So what are some things we can do on our operations to be more profitable in a sense of looking at, you know, the whole picture, the big picture, and soil specifically? So every year we bring in different speakers and try to have different topics that kind of focus around that profitability and how it ties back to our soils and the big picture of management on our farms. This year we have a new slate of speakers again. We're going to bring in Kelly Cooper from your area, from NDSU. He's at the Carrington Research Extension Center. He's going to talk about crop rotation. He's done a lot of work with that over the years up there. So we do invite our North Dakota friends down sometimes to SDSU.
We're so grateful.
Yeah, right. We also have Dr. Ray Ward coming from Ward Labs, and he's going to talk on soil resiliency and I think some of that soil health testing, how that works, and producers often have questions on the different types of soil testing they're looking at. Dr. Miranda Meehan, also from NDSU, is going to talk about livestock integration. She's the environmental stewardship specialist up there with the livestock. So I think that'll be a great talk. We had a lot of producers with questions about cover crops and livestock this year as far as safety and stocking rates. So that should be a really interesting talk. And we're also going to have Dr. Andrea Bjornstedt from SCSU. She is going to talk about challenges on the farm and kind of bring that mental health aspect in. There's been a lot of talk about farm stress this year, and if the environment doesn't give us a break or doesn't seem to want to give us much of a break, and farm markets are still challenging, we just see a lot of stressful times, and we don't want producers to feel like they're alone. So she is going to talk about that from mild to severe. Can be any situation there. She's going to try to address that with some typical challenges folks face. And then Dr. Peter Sexton is coming. He's the farm manager at our SDSU Southeast Research Farm near Beersford, South Dakota. He's going to give a soil health research update. So some of the work that they do with the Southeast Farm and how it relates back to soils in South Dakota and surrounding areas. So I think that'll be really good to kind of get a well-rounded approach looking at the whole picture. And then we're going to end the day with a financial panel. So we're going to talk about the state of the South Dakota farm economy. Jack Davis, our crops business management field specialist with SDSU Extension, is going to moderate the panel. And we have Jason Plamp from First Dakota Bank, Julie Underwood from TrueCount CPA, Carl Johnson from Hurley & Associates, and Chet Edinger from Edinger Brothers Farm Partnership, all on that panel. So essentially, it'll be a banker, a CPA, a commodity marketer, and a farmer working together to kind of field economic questions about this year's farm economy and talk about what works, what doesn't, and maybe some suggestions they have for producers facing, you know, the coming year.
Yeah, you have got all the bases covered on this one, Sarah. On the financial panel, it's good. The soil health, the integration of livestock, mental health, a big component, how farmers are feeling about this whole 2019, which has just been a mess from beginning to end. A great reason to be. Do you need pre-registration for this?
If producers can, we would appreciate it if they can pre-register by the 22nd. I will accept walk-ins, but it's nice for meal count and seats so we know who's coming. So if you can RSVP by the 22nd on our website, extension.sdstate.edu/events, or you can call the office here in Mitchell at 605-995-7378. There is a $20 registration fee, and that includes the meal. We definitely try to make it worth your while and send you home with lots of good material and information. And if you are looking for CEUs, if you're a crop advisor, there will be some CCA credits available at the meeting.
Now, you mentioned that occasionally, yes, you do allow NDSU folks into your SDSU meetings. But up here, we're geographically, so many folks in North Dakota have no idea where Colton, South Dakota is. So where is that?
Yes. So a little background, the Sioux Falls Regional Extension Center has usually hosted this meeting, but they are moving offices. So in the meantime, they are not available to host this meeting this year. So we are holding it in Colton, South Dakota, which is just north of Sioux Falls, a few miles off of exit 94 on I-29. It's just west of I-29, a few miles north of Sioux Falls. So not too tough to find. If you get off on that Baltic exit 94, you can find Colton if you go west from I-29.
That, it did make, rung a bell with me. I have, in fact, we just drove past it last week, the Baltic Colton exit. So if you have gone to the Hefty field day, instead of going east, just go west, and there's Colton.
That's right. Yep, you'll find signs that'll take you to Colton. Yep.
Gotcha. All righty. Well, again, a lot of good info, and again, something that might make a big difference. The theme or the name of it is profitability. It is managing soil for maximizing profit. If we stay in a wet pattern, are we going to maintain the number one status in the U.S. of A. for prevent plant in 2020, Sarah, or if we even just have an average precipitation winter, are we going to kind of snap out of it a little bit, do you think?
Geez, I really hope that is a race we don't want to win. So
yeah.
I would rather not see that, but I'm hoping that, you know, if Mother Nature gives us a break, we're still going to need time to dry out in the spring. And I think that's the big concern for a lot of producers. We'll freeze wet in most places and get snow on top of it most likely, and then we have issues again in the spring. And that's where some of this pre-planning and crop rotation comes in. What are some ways we can avoid preventive planting? Or if we are in that situation, what are some crops we can plant to keep a living root in the soil and avoid erosion and all those great things? So it's kind of a time to try new things, because if we don't, we're probably literally stuck in a rut. So it's not a bad time to think about checking out a meeting like this.
For sure. All right. Well, it is Managing Soil, Maximizing Profit, Colton, South Dakota, December 3rd. And again, the website to get registered, Sarah?
extension.sdstate.edu/events.
Gotcha. All righty. Well, thanks for putting on a great meeting, and we'll get there Monday, December 3rd, Monday after Thanksgiving. Thank you very much for the visit, Sarah.
Thank you.